Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, matcha has become a global trend with many still aren't sure what exactly it is, including myself. So today we're going to talk about what it is, where it comes from and why the heck it's so popular. On the line, I have Shelley Gray from Today FM, presenter and dietitian. Are you there, Shelley?
I am here, Anna. Good afternoon.
Are you a matcha drinker?
I have tried it, but I have not acquired the taste yet. But maybe after this segment, I'll be inspired to put it back in my diet. I'll have to inspire myself.
I said exactly the same to the team. I found it very kind of grassy in taste. Not that we should know the taste of grass, but and even the smell, it just didn't do a whole lot for me. Can you tell me, first of all, what is it?
That is a good start. So matcha is green tea. So it's from the exact same plant, the tea plant. But it's made from very specially grown and shade cultivated green tea leaves. So it's grown in the shade, which means it makes a lot more of these bioactive compounds, which can be very, very beneficial for our health, but also can give that tea kind of that bitter taste. So if you think of green tea, you have it in a tea bag, you're putting it in your cup, you're putting the boiling water in, and you're infusing that tea. Matcha is different because you're adding the boiling water to this finely ground powder that's not in a tea bag. So you're getting this suspension of matcha rather than an infusion. But that also means that you're getting more concentrated source of lots of really good nutrients for us. And there are actually lots of nutritional benefits to matcha. So it is quite high in these plant chemicals that we hear so much about lately, these polyphenols. And these have a potent antioxidant activity in our bodies. So when we're talking about antioxidants, we're talking about these really beneficial components that can fight off these other less beneficial components, damaging components that can cause wear and tear in our body. So having lots of antioxidants from plant foods in our diet, so from fruits and vegetables and whole grains and legumes and also matcha, can be really beneficial for our health. And also very surprisingly, actually, much like coffee, actually, I think people were surprised when they heard coffee has fiber, but matcha is actually a source of fiber. But it makes sense when you think about it, because when we're talking about, you know, crushing up the whole leaf, you're getting that plant into your diet. So you're getting maybe about 0.5 grams or even a gram of fiber in your diet if you're to drink a matcha latte. It all depends. It can also be quite variable. It depends on what cafe you go to or how you prepare it yourself. There's certain fats, healthy fats in matcha, like alpha-linolenic acid, which is an omega-3 fatty acid. That's very different from the likes of coffee. But also the caffeine as well. And this is probably why a lot of people go for matcha as opposed to coffee. If you are someone, when you drink a cup of coffee and you get very jittery and you get that crash after the coffee, matcha could be a nice alternative. So it kind of gives you a slow release of caffeine rather than a boost. It contains a component called L-theanine, which is something I had never heard of until matcha. But it kind of, slowly gives you that sustained release, or calm alertness is what they call it.
Calm alertness. Okay, that's now you're appealing to me.
A bit of that in our diet.
Yeah, we really could. So there is, I was going to ask you that, Shelley. There is caffeine in it, but a different type of caffeine, which will be released slower through our system.
Exactly. There's more caffeine than you'll get in normal green tea, but also less than coffee. But you're getting that slow release. And this is what 900 years ago, Anna, the Japanese monks, this is why they first started drinking matcha, was to get that little boost of energy, but they also wanted the focus and the clarity. So I think we should be more like them.
Okay, you're selling it to me now, you see, Shelley. I'm willing to give it another try off that description, especially with all the antioxidants and all that good stuff in it as well. Let me bring in Tessa Njonku, journalist and matcha lover, I believe, Tessa.
Yes, absolutely. I am a big, big matcha drinker. I had a moment there where I was having maybe, say, a matcha a day. And honestly, that's exactly why I started drinking it, because of that slow kind of release of energy. Coffee just wasn't really good for me. I would really kind of have that spike of energy, and then I would crash pretty dramatically in the evening. So matcha was a really great alternative, because I could just kind of stay on that regular, you know, kind of uphill kind of level of productivity without then being exhausted by the end of it. And I just thought that it had a nicer taste. A lot of the time when I was getting matcha, I wasn't just kind of drinking, you know, kind of the very concentrated matcha. It would be, you know, in milk with a syrup as well.
So now, yeah, I have a question about the syrup, because we were also talking about this in the News Talk newsroom this morning. Is the syrup masking the flavor? So what kind of syrup do you order with your matcha?
sometimes I would get vanilla syrup. But yeah, I think depending on how many pumps you're getting, it can mask the taste. And I think by that time, what you're getting is kind of an aftertaste of matcha. Personally, I'm a big fan of just a regular kind of matcha drink with, for example, something like a spritz or like kind of like a soda kind of thing. They do that, for example, in OMA on Clarendon Street. So I think that's for more maybe seasoned matcha lovers who actually are really okay with that bitter, rich taste. But I know that it's not for everyone. So in a matcha latte with other tastes like lavender or mango, it might be easier for a beginner.
Lavender, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. No, there are so many. There's such a wide variety of flavors. And you really get some for everyone. I know that the matcha bar there in Paris Court has introduced, I think, a pumpkin spice matcha. So that might be something interesting to look into.
Very autumnal.
Very, very on season.
Okay, but we're going to have to give it a go because there's a lot of heads shaking from one side to another here. We've a bit of convincing to do here, Tessa. Let me bring in Brendan McManaman, the owner of Deja Brew in Temple Oak. Good afternoon to you, Brendan.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I'd love to know, so you are running a coffee shop. Are people buying matcha lattes and who's buying them?
Yeah, listen, we're probably selling around 20% more matcha latte in the last 6 months than we have previous. So it's really taken off. We've people coming from all over the place to try the matcha, and mainly iced matcha seems to be the one they all go for.
Oh, so it's the cold drink during the summer.
Yeah, like strawberry syrups, caramel syrups, vanilla syrup, and then obviously with the matcha then as well. I personally now, I prefer obviously my coffee myself, but it's really taken off and we had to sort of go with the craze, you know.
Of course, and the demand we're hearing for the powdered tea has gone through the roof in the last year, with the matcha market expected to double by 2028. So, I mean, this is your business, Brendan. This could be the future. More matches than regular coffees. Can you see it going that way?
I can't see it going that far, but I definitely can see it improving again from maybe up 30-40% on last year. We use a matcha called Koya matcha, and it's a guy that actually lived over in Japan in 2008, and he brought the concept over to Ireland. So he's very passionate about it. He thinks it's going to, you know, keep going and going, but it's really how it's made, I think, is very important also, you know.
Now, someone says, Brendan, it's full of sugar. Is that depending on what you're ordering and what syrup you're putting with it?
Yeah, listen, you can put whatever you want in. So by the time you're putting your vanilla syrup and, you know, sugars and everything else, definitely. But if you just stick to the recipe of matcha on its own, it's actually not full of sugar at all, you know. And the owner of this company swears that his one has the least amount of sugar that you can get on the market, so... Come to Deja Brew and try it out.
And tell me this, Brendan, who's ordering it? Is it younger people? Is it Gen Zs?
Yeah, it seems to be like a lot of, we also have a lot of sports people that would use it. Now, maybe 2-3 coffees before training mightn't be good. So as the girl said there earlier on, they seem to be taking them 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and then it's a sort of a slower release of energy during the day. But a lot of maybe 18 to 30-year-old girls seem to be trying them a lot. The sort of the Instagram, you know, they love coming up, trying different things. They'll try any amount of syrups. And yeah, that seems to be...
Okay, the TikTok and the Instagram, you know, feeds, I suppose, are inspiring these orders. So what's the typical order if you're ordering at Deja Brew a matcha latte? Is it just a matcha latte or what would I say?
I would say 80% of people go for an iced matcha with strawberry syrup. That seems to be our go-to.
Okay. Producer's nodding. She's getting there. You're convincing her. And yeah, how much are they, Brendan, just out of curiosity?
€4.
€4. Okay. And is that about standard across Dublin?
Well, I think we're slightly below standard. I've paid €4.80 for them in town. So I think €4... normally we charge 50 cent for an add-on, like, so if those syrups or whatever going in on top would be 50 cent, but €4 would generally be probably around 10 or 15% lower than what you'd pay in town.
Brilliant. Okay. Shelley, can I ask you, does the syrup negate the goodness?
Potentially.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
It's fine as a treat. Like the purists, again, going back to 900 years, the Japanese monks, they would be rolling their eyes at a strawberry syrup. Like apparently, the real way to drink it is in a little shot. Like the Italians drink their coffee. That's the way you're meant to have your matcha, just with water. If you are having it in a cafe with Brendan, I would be over to you, Brendan. I would say, you know, just have it with nice warm milk. Try and avoid the sugar syrups if possible. But again, it's fine if it's just a treat, but just don't be under any illusion if you're having it every day with the syrups that it's, you know, going to be super, super healthy.
And Shelley, just forgive my ignorance now. If you're buying it in the shop as a bag of powder, which I've seen, right? And the little tool that comes with it for mixing it, what are you actually doing at home? How are you making it?
Well, now I'm not an expert either, but it's literally just about 1 teaspoon of the matcha, and you're adding in boiling water that has cooled for a little bit.
Okay.
And then just making it up again as that suspension rather than, you know, a tea bag that's making an infusion. I've also heard of people actually, you know, if you're trying to add it into your diet, it can be quite bitter at first. So people have added it to the likes of avocado to get the taste first, and then they step up to adding it as a drink. So it is very much an acquired taste. And yeah, syrups definitely are masking that taste.
I don't think they're the best option. Yeah, I think we'll have to try the raw version and move on from there maybe. Because if you're doing the syrup, as you say, the goodness is kind of gone. So this, you know, you're losing the point of the health factor.
Up one of the websites of a very popular chain of coffee shops, not Brendan's, but they had about 4 to 5 teaspoons, according to my calculations, of sugar with just the syrup alone.
Okay.
So it's quite a lot. That's
okay. It's an acquired taste. We'll do our best with it. Thank you very much, Shelley, for joining us on the subject today. That's Shelley Gray, Today FM presenter and dietitian. Thank you to Tessa as well, and to Brendan, the owner of Deja Brew in Temple Oak.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.